This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District. Don, Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good. Wanted to check in with you. We're a few weeks into the school year. Give us a kind of an overall look of how things are going in Sutherland.
Well, you know, I think we're kind of getting back into the swing of things. Things are slowly going back to normal. It was nice to know that last week at the high school, we had a somewhat normal homecoming week, although we did have a football game canceled kind of at the last minute because the opposing school didn't have enough players. But it was nice to see that get back to normal, and we're starting to see more normal activities at every building now. So that's good.
What about some of the things that are with being back in person and all of that? Still, though, a lot of protocol, a lot of things to follow.
Yeah, we're still following the mandated protocols. Masks are still mandatory. We're still doing health checks, and we are required to do quarantines when there is a case of COVID in the schools. Those quarantines have been fairly minor. We haven't had a lot of them, and the current restrictions, the current rules on the quarantine make it easier on the schools. We don't have to quarantine near as many people, so that's been good.
What's it been like to watch the kids this year get back to a more normal situation?
I think everybody who's involved with schools or anybody that has kids know it's been a pretty happy affair for the most part. It's been great to see kids smiling again outside when they don't have their masks on. It's good to see kids wanting to be at school. And again, some of those activities that make school fun, whether it be dances or whether it be, you know, outside PE or inside PE, they're just good to see. So it's been super positive in that respect.
Talk about things going on around the area schools. Any big changes or updates in new folks in leadership?
We've had a couple of new principals hired. We have Josh Metzger, who is our middle school principal, and Carrie Cermak Rudolph, who is our West School principal. Those have been good transitions, both good people. We've had them in leadership positions. And then John Martz, is our new high school principal. He moved over from Sutherland Middle School. So that's been a real positive. And then actually kind of neat this year through Student Investment Act funds, we were able to add some deans of students at each of our buildings. So at East Primary, West Intermediate, and at the middle school, we now have a dean of students who essentially acts as an assistant principal. So we've had some pretty big changes here, and it's been positive.
And the help that has come in allowing you to do things like that, is that going to be a long-term funding, or is this kind of a year-to-year situation?
Well, any of those positions that have been added with the Student Investment Act funds, those are permanent as long as that tax money keeps coming in. So those positions are permanent at this particular point in time, and it's been good.
What about curriculum this year? Anything new to talk about?
Not a whole lot new to talk about as far as curriculum. I know that it is, we are going to be working on our language arts adoption this year around the state, and that's usually a big purchase and a fairly time-consuming process. So as far as curriculum is concerned, that's our kind of our big lift this year is to get that adopted and ready to go for the following year.
And how are you doing in terms of facilities and things being updated, things like that?
We've actually been working pretty hard on our facilities. We've had several painting projects going, and we're looking at some playground improvements. So those are taking place slow at this particular point in time as finances allow. And then also with some of the ESSER money, we've been able to upgrade some heating and air conditioning, airflow equipment. So we've been pretty busy with that. And like I said, we have some more coming up. It's just a matter of time. And we have a pretty solid facilities plan, and we're working on that on a yearly basis.
How's the district doing in terms of the availability of substitute teachers and aides?
That's always difficult. It's always been a little bit difficult, and I think COVID has made it even more difficult. But we are getting by. We have some positions that are still open, and it is a little bit of a revolving door, especially with classified employees. But we're getting close to being fully staffed. But again, it's difficult. There's a labor shortage across the nation, so we're feeling it just like everybody else. We've been lucky enough to hire several full-time substitutes who are filling in on a daily basis, so that's been a positive. But it's been difficult, but we're managing.
What about busing? I know in some places that's an issue.
Busing has been an issue for several years, I think, around the state. And we are now fully staffed with bus drivers, and that is good. But it still is difficult. We still are trying to follow some COVID restrictions and not put as many students on those buses in the past as we have in the past. And so we still have some modified bus routes and such. And we have, up until just recently, we've had to move and reschedule some events because we haven't had bus drivers. But right now, we're back to fully staffed.
What do you expect during the course of the year? Obviously, the last couple of years, it's been a state of constant shift, sometimes every few weeks, every few days. Are you hoping for less of that as the year goes on?
Yeah, that's a kind of a no-brainer. We'd love to have no more shifts as the year goes on. I'm not going to say that we're not going to have any, but I think things odds are a lot better that we're going to have if any shifts that we have will be smaller. Again, we've been given a little more leeway in how we deal with quarantines and students and staff who have COVID. So that's been positive. And as long as we can keep kids in school full time, that's what really matters right now.
All right, Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District. Anything else to add for folks?
I don't think so. It's just good to be back. It's good to have kids in school and staff here every day.
All right, Terry, thanks for being on this morning.
Take care. Thank you, Kyle.
8:39, Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.